singing Kiska,
Kiska,
singing Kiska pop, Kiska pop, Kiska pop, Kiska pop. Hear the little boy selling star,
star,
singing star news, read the news, read the news, read the news. Lots of toys to play with. They got the nannies and grannies. Lots of people to stay with.
Uptown babies don't cry.
They don't know what hungry is like.
Uptown babies don't cry.
They don't know what suffering is like.
Back to the second hour of 33-45-78. This hour features songs about the radio. And of course, the first song you heard was by a band called Heavens Radio from Ottawa, Ontario. The song was called Uptown Babies off of an album of the same name on Posterity Records. As far as I know, they only recorded two albums, and this one was produced by Ted Garreau in 1979. The next two pieces are incredibly rare. In fact, one is so rare that there are only a handful of copies still in existence. I shall explain. Back on January the 14th, 2010, I did a special program on Canadian vocal quartets of the 50s. It featured the Crew Cuts, the Four Lads, and the Diamonds. But I had a member of a band called the MC Quartet with me. His name was Ken McCrae. The MC Quartet only recorded one song, Boom a Da Boom. The song was issued on Alvina Records on a 78 RPM record, AL-1016. The MCs originated right here out of Toronto. They were Harry Harding, Ivor McIvor, Ken Reaney, and Ken McCrae. They went in the studio with Art Snyder back in 1956 and recorded one side for Alvina Records. You can catch my interview with Ken McCrae about this phenomena if you go to backtothesugarcamp.com, the Camp Streams page. I've got the whole show podcasted there. So we're going to hear Boom a Da Boom by the MC Quartet from 1956, and then we're going to hear them on the Arthur Godfrey Show. They appeared on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Show, and each member of the group was given a 78 RPM disc of their performance on the show. Most of the recording was an interview by Arthur Godfrey with the MC's agent at the time, Edda Tuddenham, and it was recorded at WCBS Radio Studios in New York City on the 10th of October, 1955. So you'll hear this very, very rare recording next here on 3345-78.
It went boom-a-dee-boom from the start. Found myself nearly falling apart. Baby, I flipped a flip for you, and I thought that I was immune to romance and a love in bloom too. I was sure of myself all too soon. Baby, I slipped.
You made all of it a clatter, crazy bit of batter. I know that you're the cause of it all. Now my heart is tired of waiting. It's really complicated. It's sending you an SOS call.
I'm walking round in a spin, and my heart's kicking up such a din. I would fight it and maybe I'd win if I were smart. But boomity 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 boom with my heart.
Crazy bit of patter. I know that you're the cause of it all. Now my heart is tired of waiting. It's really palpitating. It's sending you an SOS call.
I'm walking round in a spin, and my heart's kicking up such a din. I would fight it and maybe I'd win if I were smart. But boomity 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 boom with my heart. My crazy heart. When my heart.
I want you to meet the first talent scout with me. I haven't met her either yet. Her name is Mrs. Walter Tuddenham, is that right? Tuddenham. Hello. How do you do? Is it Tuddenham?
No, it's Tuddenham.
Tuddenham, I beg your pardon. Tuddenham.
That's
Tuddenham,
right.
It's an English name.
Right.
Uh-huh. Were you born overseas?
No. Yes, I was, but not in England.
Oh?
I was born in Poland. It's my husband who is English.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. You came here very, very, very young.
Quite young.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What city in Poland?
A very little city near Warsaw, which I can't even pronounce today. It's probably no longer there.
Yes, probably not. Your husband is from England?
Yes, he is.
And you have both lived here now for years, I suppose?
Mm-hmm.
What's your husband do?
Well, he is sales manager for the Unity Stove Company.
Unity Stove! 235, say it again.
East 125th Street.
East 125th, 235. A couple of more blocks, you've been in the East River. What do you do besides make him happy?
Well, I'm not sure that I always do. But I work for Harper & Brothers, the publisher.
Oh, what's your job?
I do advertising and promotion for the Bibles.
Oh, do you have to advertise the Bible?
Well, yes, it's competitive. There are other publishers, but not as good as Harper & Brothers.
Of course not, of course not. Oh, I see, that's right. There are various publishers who publish the Bible.
That's right.
Oh, I think, am I not right that the Bible is still the largest selling of all the books?
Very definitely.
Do you have any idea how many copies are sold a year?
Well, millions, really.
Really? Millions of copies per year?
Oh, yes.
And Harper's publishes the...
The finest.
The finest, of course. They also publish a very fine magazine, don't they?
And a very fine selection of books as well.
That's right, that's right. Well, now we've got all that attended to. Whom did you bring us?
I brought a Canadian quartet.
Huh?
Vocalists.
Where'd you find them?
Well, my husband and I were vacationing at Lake Placid in Amsterdam, where we heard them sing prior to a dog show that we attended. I have to get that in.
But they were not part of the dog show.
No, they weren't part of the dog show. They were singing at a party.
Ah, and they were over here in this country.
And this was in Lake Placid, yes, in this country.
Yes, I was going to say, do you know today is Canadian Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, I didn't quite remember whether it was today or not, but I knew that it was around now.
You know how I found it out? This morning on my program, we had some very lovely people from Hamilton, Ontario, who told me about it. That's how I knew. I'm not that smart.
Well, the boys should have prompted me.
Yes. They come all from Toronto?
That's right. They're all Canadian-born.
Uh-huh. Been together long?
They've been together about 8 months.
Oh.
And they have a terrific background. As recently as last week, they were in on the inaugural for the Cross Canada Hit Parade.
Cross Canada?
Cross Canada, CBS.
Oh, Cross Canada Hit Parade, huh? The inaugural program.
That's right, and they were wonderfully welcomed and have already been scheduled to appear again.
Well, that's fine, Mrs. Tudnam. It's awfully nice to meet you. Thank you for bringing these boys here. You call them the MCs. Thank you.
Good news, chariots coming.
So glad, chariots coming.
I know,
chariots coming, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
Good news,
chariots coming.
So glad,
chariots coming.
I know,
chariots coming, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
Hello, my folk in heaven, I know.
Hello, my folk in heaven, I know.
Good news,
chariots coming.
So glad,
chariots coming.
I know,
a chariots coming, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
Good news,
chariots coming.
So glad,
chariots coming.
I know,
a chariots coming, and I don't want it to leave me behind.
A starry crown in heaven, I know.
A starry crown in heaven, I know.
A starry crown in heaven, I know.
Good news, chariots coming.
So glad,
chariots coming.
In the heaven, I know.
And I don't want to be left behind.
Nice young bunch of fellas, a bunch of young fellas. call themselves the MCs, E-M-C-E-E-S. How else would you spell it? Did you, of course you can't see it on the TV, but you saw the little fella on the right with the almost crew haircut that's grown out a little? The one that sang the bass, he has got the bluest eyes I have ever seen in my life. They're blue as your suit. Or my suit. This time. Make some very excellent soups. Chicken noodle soup, tomato vegetable soup, onion soup, and beef flavor vegetable soup. Very, very delicious. It takes only 10 minutes to make them, and they're out of this world. Please try some. And you folks pick me a winner, will you? First, the quartet, the MCs. Quickly, boys, please.
Good news.
Okay, let me see what you think of Beth Parks, the soprano. And Tony Martini. All right. Your reaction indicator shows the winner to be Beth Parks.
How cool is that? The MC Quartet, live on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Show from 1955 on a one-off Rock Hill recording that was given to the band after appearing on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Show live on WCBS Radio in New York City in 1955. Right now we're going to play a whole bunch of songs about the radio. We're going to start off with Radio Waves. This is Roger Waters here on 334578.
This is KAOS. You and I are listening to Chaos in Los Angeles. Let's go to the telephones now and take a request. Yes? Keep your radio waves in your head. Is there a request to get out to that?
Radio waves.
song called Radio Waves. You're listening to Chaos in Los Angeles, and we've got Billy on the line.
Out the window, green grass, cross the white fences, X and Y and the blue-eyed descendant. I'm sitting on a half bed, it don't sit too good. Nicotine, caffeine, Novocaine. Sometimes I love that chemical haze. Across the fence from the mouths of the idiots. What's that? Tell Jack. Give the man a laugh in a shoebox. Hey, what kind of fashion is that? I'm waiting on you before. Why am I? Why don't you radio home?
night. Like that, my ear to the ground for news. I'm sniffing in the wind for clues, but it ain't no use. The monkeys are singing the blues.
It's a jungle. It's a don't need the radio anymore. No, I don't need the radio. Spoken as I laid upon it tonight. I still see you from the corner of my eye. Sometimes I swear I even hear you cry. But you're just playing with the loose strings of my mind. And I don't need the radio anymore. No, I don't need the radio on anymore. And there's no real reason for stumbling through the door. I could see myself through this darkness. Won't somebody please let me out of this bag labeled loneliness? You always land in a square on your feet. I hope this time I can be so lucky as I fall from the billion stories. All about her and the rattle of the keys that makes the engine move and brought her to me. And killed her curiosity. Scratching at the screen. Something's amiss. Now things have changed. I cannot speak. My tongue she's got again. And I don't need the radio on anymore. No, I don't need the radio on. No, I don't need the radio anymore.
Sit down and listen a while. his night patrol. Just relax as he tunes it down. Sad, checking what's up in the music fad. Define the story to the singer's words. Catching reruns from the classic Yardbirds. Disc jockeys play tunes and interview while he listens the whole night through. FM stereo brings him so much joy, just like a kid with a brand new toy. Radio madness has taken control. Sit down and listen a while as he starts his night patrol. Just relax as he tunes the dial.
They sent us home to watch the show coming on the little screen. A man named Ike was in the White House, big black limousine. There were many shows to follow, from Hooter to Dutyville. Though I saw them all, I can't recall which cartoon was real. The coonskin caps, Yankee bats, the hound dog man's big start, the A-bomb fears, Annette had ears, I lusted in my heart. A young man from Boston set sail the new frontier, and we watched the dream dead end in Dallas. They buried innocence that year. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. We gathered round to hear the sound coming on the little screen. The old men laughed and all the girls screamed. 'Cause four guys from England took us all by the hand. It was time to laugh, time to sing, time to join the band. But all too soon we hit the moon and covered up the sky. They built their bombs and aimed their guns, and still I don't know why. The dominoes tumbled and big business roared. Every night at six they showed the pictures and counted up the score. I know it's true, I saw it on TV. The old man rocks among his dreams, a prisoner of the port. The light, he says, at the end of the tunnel was nothing but a burglar's toy. And them that was caught in a cover are all rich and free, but they chained my mind to an endless tomb when they took my only son from me. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV.
Roger Waters from Radio Chaos on Columbia Records, an album produced by Waters and Ian Ritchie back in 1987. Scott Merritt after that with Radio Home, and that was off of his album called Violet and Black from 1989. Featured a lot of different players on there, like David Woodhead on the bass and Matt Zimbel on the percussion, Willie P. Bennett on the harmonica, and various other artists, Mike Slosky on the percussion there. Recorded at Monta Sound in Toronto, followed by Mark Haynes and the Zippers and Radio Jungle off of an album of the same name on Stony Plains Records, and that was from 1984. Mark Haynes and the Zippers put out two albums that I know of. He started off playing with Colleen Peterson as Spriggs and Bringle out of Kingston, Ontario in the early 1970s. In the late 70s, he played in the bluegrass band called Black Creek with Steve Goldberger, and then he formed Mark Haynes and the Zippers in the early 80s. After that, he performed with Tom Layton in Haynes and Layton and recorded a few CDs in the late 80s to the early 2000s. Ever since, he's been living in Surrey, Prince Edward Island, still performing. Bruce Coburn after that with Radio Shoes off of a 12-inch LP single on Millennium Records. That featured Memo Acevedo, who used to have a radio show right here at CIT. He was on percussion, Bob DeSalle on drums, Dennis Penrith on the bass, John Goldsmith on the keys, Hugh Marsh on the violin and mandolin, and Catherine Moses on the reeds. That was recorded back in 1981 at Monta Sound here in Toronto. From there, we went to James Clark Institute. I Don't Leave the Radio On Anymore. That was from a 45 that I got from him in 2013. That was produced by Mo Berg of The Pursuit of Happiness. It was recorded by Dave Clark at TA2 Studios here in Toronto. And Dave Clark's the guy that wrote, produced, and performed the 334578 radio jingle. The James Clark Institute is currently recording with Mo Berg again here in the year of 2016. From there, we went to David Frohmeasure and Radio Madness off of his album called If What You Said Was True on Circle M Records, 1979. David Frohmeasure is from Owen Sound, Ontario, and of course, he's heard regularly on Blue Water Radio up in Hanover, which of course airs this show. That was recorded at King Sound in Wingham and was produced by a fiddle player by the name of Claire Adlam in 1979. David is the son of Alfie Frohmeasure, a country and western artist who also had a couple of albums under his belt. And lastly, a song about television with John Fogerty, Saw It on TV. That's off of his album called Centerfold, which came out in 1985, sort of his comeback album. John Cameron Fogerty, born in 1945, and it was his first album in 9 years. Well, you've been listening to 334578, a program of all vinyl, mined out of my own personal collection each week here on CITFM. Also heard on various other radio stations like CHMR 93.5 out of Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland, Radio Belle Island, Newfoundland, Radio VGR, Thetford, England, Blue Water Radio, CFBW, 91.3 FM out of Hanover, Ontario, radio station VOBB 95.9 FM out of Bond Bay, Western Newfoundland. Also heard on BOIR, the Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds out of Fairyland, and Community Radio out of Lower Sackville on 97.5 FM CIOE. follow me on Twitter at SugarCamp2 because I tweet as I play them live here on CIUT. And you can always listen to this program and a whole bunch of other 33, 45, 78 shows, including that one that I did on my previous program, Back to the Sugar Camp with Ken McCrae on the vocal quartets. It's all on my Camp Streams page from my website, www.backtothesugarcamp.com. And while we're at it, I'll give you my email address because I love getting email from people. It's steve@backtothesugarcamp.com. So we heard a whole bunch of songs about the radio, but the last song we're going to play today is called TV Cowboy. It's by a band from London, Ontario called The Flying Squad. They recorded this on a Bulldog Record 45 back in 1991. They're from London, Ontario. And the band members are Atomic Larry Brandt on the lead guitar, Harry Carey, Carey Piper on the vocals, Dan Roberts on the bass, Richard Demery on the keyboards, and Wayne Fisher on the drums. Next week's an entirely new show. Join me each week here on 33, 45, 78.
When I grow up, I'll be a TV medicine man. I'm gonna be an actor, playing TV doctor. I'll make a whole lot of money, as much as I can. When I grow up, I wanna be a TV lawman. I'll be a TV cop who carries a gun. I'll be a real life person playing TV lawman. To be a TV cop, hey, might be kinda fun. When I grow up, I wanna be a TV cowboy. I'll be a TV cowboy who rides the rain. I'm just a city kid playing TV cowboy. To be a TV cowboy might be kinda strange. I wanna be a TV cowboy. I'll be a TV cowboy who rides the range. Just a city kid playing TV cowboy. To be a TV cowboy might be kind of strange.